Hi, fitness friends. This is Stacy. Thanks for joining me for my deep water workout. Now, for today, all you need is a pool noodle, and I highly suggest a buoyancy belt because this is an advanced exercise routine. Just some tips for today. Please use your best posture. Keep your shoulders relaxed and down, your abs engaged, and keep a tall spine throughout all your exercises today. And make sure you take rest breaks as needed. Use your noodle throughout the workout for rest breaks as needed. You can either just hold on to it and help you float, or you can kneel on it as shown here. Are you ready to start moving? Go ahead and put that noodle in front of you. Roll the shoulders back and down and place the noodle underneath the surface of the water. And then just go ahead and just start doing some treading with the feet behind you. So long strides here. Keep the feet going, and let's go ahead and pendulum that noodle side to side. So just bring it to the right and left in like a TikTok fashion. Reset to an upright posture and bring your noodle into a rainbow shape. And we're going to go ahead and start bringing our legs into a skiing fashion. Remember, when you ski, opposite limbs, so the right arm will be forward as the left leg is forward. Let's stretch the body by bringing the noodle out in front of you, long arms in front, and take those legs and pedal them out behind you again, lengthening through your body. Keep the arms out in front of you, and let's just change the legs into long legs. And now instead of pedaling those legs, let's kick those legs in a fashion that is like a scissor fashion. So one, then the other is going to lift and lower behind you. Do not arch to the back, so keep it a controlled motion. Just turn into one of your sides, lean into the noodle, and we're going to keep that leg motion going, but we're just going to be in a sideways plank. So just use your upper arm and kind of just swing the arm across the surface of the water to help scull as you swing those legs right, left in a scissor fashion. Return to center, so just your normal position, arms out in front of you. Keep those scissoring legs going for just a little bit here. Let's turn to the other direction and warm up the other side of the body. Again, just lean into the noodle. Try to do a little bit of a side plank here and just move those legs in a scissor fashion still. Make sure that shoulder stays relaxed and down as you push that noodle down to help support you. Moving right along, come back to an upright position. We're going to put the noodle in a rainbow shape in front of us, and we're going to start treading the water here. And I want you to go into like a V-shaped leg. So you have that water treading out, and we're going to push and pull the noodle, alternating right and left. So you're going to push right, push left, kick down in a V shape with those legs. So widen up those hips. Bring that noodle back out in front of us, and we're going to lengthen through our body again. So in a slight lean forward, we're going to bring the noodle. So we're going to do a push down and then a pull back up. So we're going to push down and pull back up, bending, extending through those elbows as you kick those feet here behind you. And try to bring those feet up a little bit higher behind you in more of a butt kicker. So try to really try to get close to your rear end with those heels. Bring the noodle underneath your armpits, kind of tuck it close to your body here, and we're going to take those legs out into a hip abduction. So once you're in an upright position, you're going to take those legs out and in, wide and narrow like a jack. Otherwise, for a little bit more, you're going to go into a sitting L-shaped fashion so the legs are out in front of you and still do the same jack legs in a hip abduction. If you are doing the seated version of it, you have to make sure you maintain that tall posture while you're seated. Try not to round. Try to stay really tall. Keep the feet out in front of you. Come to the upright posture with your feet beneath you and take those legs into a ski behind you. So you're skiing, and we're going to bring those noodles down, plunge them underneath the water, shoulders relaxed, and then tick-tock that noodle side to side as we do our ski legs. So side to side with the noodle and those legs alternating right and left. Bring the noodle back to the surface, feet underneath you here, and let's just tread some water. Bring the noodle into your right hand, take your shoulder, relax it down, and plunge the noodle down. And let's continue to tread some water here, but bring yourself into a side plank again. So you have a little angle here, your feet are out to the side of you, and the noodle is pushed down towards the floor. Let's switch sides, bring the noodle to the left side, plunge it down, and then bring the feet out towards the right. Tuck the noodle underneath your armpits again, and let's go to a jack two times, ski two times. So let's start with those legs. Ski, ski, jack, jack. Ski, ski, jack, jack. So right foot forward, left foot forward, open wide, right, left, open wide, open wide. noodle in front of you and lean forward and swim forward about 4 counts. And then lean backwards, swim backwards about 4 counts. So just go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then reverse and go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then forward. Keep that going. Take your noodle and tuck it underneath your knees. We're going to kneel on it now. So knees on the noodle, really tall posture, the best posture you have. And we're going to breaststroke about 4 counts forward, and then you're going to reverse 4 counts backwards. So going forwards and backwards, try to stay upright as best as you can. I know this is a little challenging on that forward and backwards. And try to use really large swooping arms here to make a lot of turbulence and to move a lot of water that will challenge your core even more. Wonderful. Let's bring that noodle underneath your right foot. So right in the arch of your foot on the right side, open your legs into a wide position and we're going to jog. So we're going to jog those feet right and left. You're going to have a lot more of a challenge on that right side because you have that extra buoyancy on the right. And just take those hands. You can do some pushing forward with the palms or some fist punches, whatever feels right to those wrists. Let's slow it down and we're going to take that noodle and tuck it under those knees again. We're kneeling on our noodle again. I like my knees in a wider fashion for this one. You can experiment with it. And once you get your knees on there, we're going to take those arms and we're going to swoop them to the right. We're going to swoop them to the left at the surface level. As you do, take your torso and you're going to twist and twist. So your legs are going to go opposite direction as your arms. So you should have some good rotation going with this one. Some good, strong core. Now, I tried this with both a really thick noodle and a thinner noodle, and I found it a little less challenging with the thinner noodle. Let's get ready to bring that noodle down underneath the left foot. So once it's under the arch of your left foot, let's go to that jog again. So remember those noodle jogs, left side, have those legs a little bit wider, and take those arms out in front of you for some alternating punches or some palms. Try to speed it up and move more water. Let's slow it down and bring the noodle between your legs into a straddle. So once you're sitting on it in a straddled fashion, we're going to start bringing those long legs out in front of you for those Frankenstein kicks. So those long legs out in front, and then we're going to bring your opposite arm across. So as that left leg comes up, the right arm comes to reach to the toes, and then the opposites. So we're bringing long legs out in front of us, almost in a skiing fashion. Now try to stay really tall. When you reach, reach through the arms. Try not to round forward. Now stay seated on your noodle, but just turn it in a U shape. So we're not straddling it, but we're sitting on it in a U shape. Once you are, kind of like bring those legs tucked together strong in front of you. You can even crisscross at the ankles. And bring those shoulders relaxed and down. And what we're going to do is do a big clap down behind us. So you're going to start your arms out as a T shape, and then you're going to bring your palms down. Try to clap them together behind you. You don't have to tap together with those hands. Just bring them down and up in that fashion is going to work those shoulders and those lats. And don't break the surface of the water if you can help it. We want to keep those arms under the water the whole time. Wonderful. Let's go ahead and bring that noodle back in front of you. So we're going to keep those shoulders relaxed and down, noodle back in front. And remember this exercise, that forward and backwards swim. We're going to go back to it again. Four counts forward, four counts backwards. Try to do a nice strong lean in both directions. We want to get that heart rate back up again. So going forward and back, burning those calories, everybody. Hang in there. I'm going to keep you here a little bit longer. Once you get back to your favorite spot here, go ahead and bring the noodle out in front of you. We're going to bring ourselves into a plank. So our body's going to be in a long, strong posture, extending through those long legs, and bring the noodle underneath your body. So we're at the surface of the water and the noodle's down underneath, shoulders relaxed down. And we're going to do a plank with a tricep press down. So we're going to push the noodle towards the floor, bring it back up to our chest, push the noodle to the floor, and then back up to our chest, and try to stay with a strong, long plank the whole time you're doing this one here. It's a challenge. If you currently have other people splashing around in your pool right now, this is going to be even more challenging. That water moving around is going to really challenge your body. Now, if you've mastered this and are looking for a little bit more, go ahead and alternate pumping down the noodle with the right arm and then the left arm. So press down right and left and still try to keep those hips really stable. Try to keep everything else from moving, just the arms. Press down right, press down left. See how that challenges you. Give me just a few more press downs, and then we are going to take a water break. Let's take a brief rest here. Go ahead and sit on your noodle in that U shape or straddle. If you need to press pause on your screen here to give yourself some extra time, go ahead and do so, and grab yourself a sip of water while you're at it. Once you're ready, we're going to get back into that plank position, arms out in front of you, and we're going to tuck the knees in, then push the feet out, tuck the knees in, push the feet out, tuck and push. And as you tuck the knees in, bring the noodle towards you, then push, pull, push it and pull it away as you lengthen, and then bring your everything into a tuck. Okay, next we're going to try some core surfing. So we are going to bring those noodles underneath both of our feet, and we're just going to experiment with how it feels to stand upright. Use your hands to scull the water and just to try to remain in an upright fashion on your noodle. That's all I want you to do. Just like you were surfing and you're on an uneven surface here, we want to just go ahead and just move around a little bit with the water and do what makes you feel comfortable here. So either get comfort with just surfing on your noodle, or if you want a little more challenge, we're going to pump the noodle down and up. Just extend the legs and bend the legs. Extend and bend. So like a reverse squat here, we're going to do noodle pumps with both feet. So pushing down towards the floor, bring the knees up, push down. Another option would be alternating right and left. What challenges you the most today? I want you to challenge yourself. Come out of that comfort level. how's your core feeling? How's everything feeling, right? Now, let's bring that noodle to your right side. You can bring it underneath the armpit, leaning into it here, however feels comfortable. And we're just going to go into that sideways plank. And we're just going to swim those feet. So just go around in a circle. I'd like to see you do about four circles in a clockwise direction. Then switch the noodle to the other arm. And then do four or so in the other direction. So we want to get both sides of the body here. Bring your noodle behind you, so have it under your armpits so it's supporting your back, and we're going to lean backwards into it. Now, start taking those knees, tucking them up and inward towards your rib cage, and then extend those feet outwards and away from you. Try to point through your toes. So I'm going to tuck and extend big. Tuck and extend big. Now, really push through those feet. Really engage your abdominals. Really strong breath as you do this. Give about 30 more seconds on this one. Let's bring that noodle back underneath those knees. We're going back to that kneeling position again. I prefer it a little bit wider with my knees, but you can always experiment with that. Once you get into that position and you're upright, we're going to take those arms. You're going to swing them long forward with the palms going forward, and then you're going to swing them down and back with the palms going behind you. So make a figure eight kind of swooping long motion with the hands up, then the hands down, push forward, pull back. Now try to stay as upright as you can. Again, this is really going to put a lot of challenge to your core muscles. Here we go with some more core, another ab twist. Now this time, we're gonna put the noodle in front of us. You're just gonna hold on to it, and we're gonna bring the arms, so that noodle's like in a rainbow shape on the surface of the water or just below it, and we're gonna bring those arms opposite of the legs. Try to tuck the knees in, maybe lace those ankles together at the bottom, and knees are one direction, and your noodle is the other direction. Just twist and turn like an agitator. let's keep that noodle in a rainbow shape, but now make it in an upright position. And we're going to start treading those feet beneath us. And as you do, go ahead and take that noodle and just pump it down towards the floor of the pool. So we want just those small pulses in the arms, small pulses down, down, down towards the floor of the pool. Now try to keep your noodle completely submerged for the most challenge. The more it comes out of the water, the less resistance we have. So try to keep it all the way down there and make it real small pulses at the bottom. Let's bring those noodles underneath our armpits in front of us. And let's extend our bodies. So lengthen through, long arms in front, long legs behind. Now, with one strong swoop, bring your arms down really strong. Tuck them down and tuck the knees in and then kick the legs forward. So long arms swoop down, knees pull in, then kick forward, then just go back to reset and repeat. This is quite a challenging one, so do what you can. If not, and if it's way too much, go ahead and do a single knee repeater and then do the other side, about 8 on each side. Got about one or two more here, and then we're going to move on. Moving into our next exercise is jacks. Bring the noodle in front of you, bring it out into a T shape, and start with your legs long down beneath you. So you're in a T shape yourself. As you bring the noodle down and make it into a rainbow shape, your legs open into a jack. Bring the arms up to the surface, legs close. So you're doing the opposite with the arms are closing as the legs open, arms open as the legs close. We are closing in on the finish. Only one exercise after this, and then we go to recovery. Hang in there a little bit longer. Let's bring the noodle long in front of us with our palms facing upward. And let's do a jog with a butt kicker. So add those heels coming up behind you. As you're jogging here, try to pull the noodle down by doing an arm curl in reverse. So you're going to extend through the elbows and then bend, extend through the elbows and bend. So you're just pulling the noodle down towards the floor, then bring it halfway up, pull it down, bring it halfway up. We got this, just 20 more seconds. hang in there as long as you can. Like I said, we're almost there. Woo, we made it. Aren't you feeling awesome right about now? Now let's go ahead and get ready to cool down and stretch together. Let's slow down our tempo. Bring the noodle in a TikTok fashion from side to side while we ski our legs slowly and long. So we're just trying to get our limbs to do some stretching here. Let's bring that noodle out in front of us, lengthen through your body. Now you can just hold onto your noodle and point through your toes. Give the body a good stretch. Gently flutter your feet and then take the noodle, bring it into an upright rainbow, and then crisscross it at the bottom so it makes a ribbon shape. We're just going to push that noodle away from us here and open up our back muscles. Just a gentle flutter to help keep us afloat. Bring the noodle in front underneath the arms, and we're going to bring the right foot up behind us. Just bend the knee. You can go ahead and grab a hold of the foot if you'd like, and then you can use the other hand to help scull the water. This may actually make you rotate in a circle, but if you want, you can always stay stationary. Let's switch legs. Moving into our hamstring stretch, there's one of two ways to do this. You can either just bring one foot up at a time, toes up to the sky, and just hold the leg up. Or you can sit on your noodle and extend both legs out in front of you with those toes pointed to the sky. Use your arms to scull the water to keep your balance. And you really want to engage those toes inwards and towards you. If you're only doing one leg at a time here, just hold about 10 seconds on one leg and then 10 seconds on the other. Stay seated and bend the left knee and bring the left foot over the right knee and just lay it there. This is your figure four stretch. You're just going to get comfortable sitting here and relaxing for just a moment, stretching out those hips. Let's switch legs. Same thing, other side. Thank you. bring the noodle U-shaped underneath your right leg, right under the thigh there, and keep the front leg bent. And then the left leg, extend it behind you. Squeeze the glute so that we lengthen the leg out behind us. This is going to stretch our hip flexors, the very front top part of the thigh. Scull the water as you hold in this position. Let's switch legs. Put the noodle underneath the other thigh. And again, same position. Squeeze the glute to bring the leg extended out behind you to stretch those hip flexors. And our last stretch is for those shoulders and the chest muscles. So just bring the noodle behind you. We're gonna lengthen those arms out behind you, and we're gonna go in a plank position so that we are facing upright, looking up towards the sky. Just a small pedal of those feet. Now you can push the noodle down towards the pool floor or just keep it out behind you. It depends on where your shoulders feel comfortable with. This is going to open up the chest and the shoulders, like I said, so take this to the range of motion that suits you best. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed this workout. Please support me by liking my videos, subscribing to my channel, and then sharing with your friends and family. I so greatly appreciate it. I'll be seeing you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.